This is a dictation from Mr. Joseph William, 11573 is the date of birth, and date of procedures are 6/22/2022. The patient stopped by for the procedure interlaminar thoracic epidural steroid injection today. He was placed on the fluoroscopy suite. The blood pressure was high despite giving Versed 2 mg and nitrous oxide for half an hour. The blood pressure in fact shot up to 190/129. So the decision was made to reschedule the procedure. The patient informed that he had not taken his blood pressure medicines today and yesterday. He was informed that he should check his blood pressure before coming to the procedure room and take all his medications. He was referred back to his visiting physician association for helping him with the blood pressure. It was also observed that he is not breathing through the... Normally, he looked like he's having abdominal breathing, and also there is a possibility of sleep apnea. He was requested to visit a neurologist in addition. The patient also was complaining of a pain in the paraspinal muscles bilaterally on T2 and T3 level, where there is an underlying herniated disc, as well as at T7 and 8, where there is a herniated disc. And the plan was to give an injection at T7 and T8 level. The spasm was tremendous, and there was a trigger point that were felt, and there were reproducible tenderness. Patient has done all kind of physical therapy, pain medications. The injection to the trigger points is appropriate to bring the relief of pain as well as improve the ADLs and decrease the need for pain medications. The injections are given in aseptic precautions with betadine and alcohol to prep the skin, and with ethyl chloride use. 5 cc of xylocaine with the dexamethasone was injected together in each of the locations. And patient reported significant relief. The procedure for TESI has been on hold, and patient referred to his primary care physician to help manage the blood pressure as well as the sleep apnea issue. Thank you.